This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Ready? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillahi wa ba'du. There are, once upon a time, two men came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So they pronounced their Islam. They say, we believe, so we want to enter Islam. So one of them went for jihad. And one of them, alhamdulillah, one of the brothers, he passed away in the battlefield. So he became a shaheed. Alhamdulillah. Do you know? Everybody know that the ajr, the reward of a shaheed, is very, very big. As the imam mentioned, as the imam recited in the few ayats, wala taqulu liman yuqtalu fi sabilillahi amwat. Do not say that those who die in the cause of Allah are dead. Bal ahya. However, they are still alive in the sight of Allah. In another ayat in Surah Ali Imran, bal ahya'un 'inda rabbihim yurzaqun. They are still alive in the sight of Allah, and Allah is giving provision to them. Big reward. So, back to the story, one of them passed away in the battle. And one of them, alhamdulillah, lived for another year. And a companion after that, he had a dream. If you remember Talha ibn Ubaidillah, one of the companion that was promised Jannah. He dreamt about these two persons. We know that the dreams of the righteous, the people who are righteous people, they are busharat. Basharat means good tidings. Of course, you cannot dream of new sharia. You cannot dream of a new hukum that comes, or maybe new zikir that you can use it for your salah, etc., etc. No. So he dreamt that the one who passed later on, the one who passed away later, that didn't participate in jihad, he entered Jannah earlier than the one who participated in jihad. So he told this to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the Prophet say, why do you know amazed about this? Nothing, you know, it is nothing strange. Didn't you say that he lived for another year? Didn't he see another Ramadan? So this is the point that I'm going to tell. Didn't he see another Ramadan? Didn't he make more sajda? Didn't he make more prayers? So that's why the Prophet said, the level, the difference is like the earth and the skies. Subhanallah. For 1 year that you received, you are entering Ramadan, that you make prostration, you make ibadah worship in Ramadan, it is as though that you are higher level than those who didn't participate in Ramadan. The distance is between the sky and the earth. Subhanallah. So my point is, alhamdulillah, we are entering upon us the month of mercy, the month of Quran, Ramadan al-Mubarak. So this is our opportunity. This is our opportunity that Allah gave to us. Allah wants us to come back to Him. Allah wants us to become a better person. Most importantly, of course, yesterday our Ustaz Adli, who has mentioned about taqwa. The purpose of fasting is to attain taqwa. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu kutiba alaikumus siyam, as the imam recited in the Isha prayer, kutiba alaikumus siyam kama kutiba alal ladhina min qablikum, as those been written upon them, those who are before us, la'alakum tu tattaqun. Not turhamun alakum tattaqun, so that you attain taqwa. So I just want to give some reminder to myself as well. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, in one of the hadith, I take the part is at-taqwa hahuna, and the Prophet point to his chest, to his heart. At-taqwa hahuna, 3 times he said. So, of course, we prepared a lot of things. We prepared about the mentally, we prepared about the knowledge of the fasting. But the most important thing that we need to prepare for Ramadan actually is our hearts. To make sure our hearts is pure, to make sure our hearts is open to receive the good that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is offering for this month. Every night in the month of Ramadan, every single night in the authentic hadith, that there's a announcement made in the heavens. Ya baghi al khair aqbil. Oh, those souls who desires good, receive, take this opportunity. And also, there's also an announcement every single night of the month of Ramadan. Ya baghi al shar aqsir. Oh, those souls who wanted, looking for bad things, for evil, stop. This is not the time to find evil, to follow your desire. And every night, lillahi utaqa'un. Every single night, Allah will release some of His slaves from the hellfire. Subhanallah. So this is very, very great opportunity for us, everybody. We need to realize this. You have to realize that we are inside this very, very important month, blessed month. So take opportunity. Do not be of those that the Prophet make dua against, which is those who entered Ramadan, and when they come up from Ramadan, they are not been forgiven. Right? So alhamdulillah, as you are wondering, where is the Sheikh? So please make dua for our Sheikh, for our teacher, Sheikh Husaini, hafizahullah ta'ala wa ra'ahu. May Allah grant him cure. He is not quite well. He is not very well. He is still weak. He was traveling here and there before Ramadan, and now he is still resting, alhamdulillah. So we hope he can come back and he can, take back the reminders and also take back the microphone from me. I've been, alhamdulillah, thank you for your cooperation with me. And that is my short reminder for today. I hope it benefits everybody, inshallah. So please be reminded, there's no way that you can attain a good heart without going back to the Quran, without going back to the recitation of the Quran. So the Quran and the heart connects really, really well. You want to have a heart that is pure, that is salim, you need to go back to the Quran. You need to recite the Quran. You need to spend your time with the Quran. We understand the month of, other than Ramadan, we are negligent of the Quran. No problem. So this is the time. Now the shaitan has been chained. Now the jinn, the bad jinns have been chained as well. So this is our time. If we don't change in this month, there's no other way you can change. Wallahu alam. I have to read this. Okay. Talking points. I was supposed to see that. We are, alhamdulillah, every Ramadan, we are doing the project to feed the poor and the needies. Not only for the month of Ramadan. We collect it in the month of Ramadan, but we spent it throughout the year. Provide meals and food essentials for 12 months, mashallah, for 1 year, for 500 verified families. A verification method, we went for interviews. These are our team from the Squad Prihatin Kemiskinan. Mashallah, they have done very, very good job. Not only good job, but consistently good job. That is mind-blowing. That is not, I don't know how to describe it, but mashallah, tabarakallah, please make dua for them. Please, may Allah make their affairs easy. And also many families have been through this program and they have been successfully came out from their poverty. Alhamdulillah. as the Surah Baqarah it was recited today? No, it wasn't recited today. أَمَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ حَبَّةٍ أَنْبَتَتْ سَبْعَ سَنَابِلَ فِي كُلِّ سُنْبُلَةٍ مِئَةُ حَبَّةٍ. The example for those who spend in the cause of Allah is like planting a seed, and the seed will grow a branch, 7 branches, and each branch will provide another 100 seeds. So, subhanallah, Allah can give you more than that if He wills. So this is your opportunity. The month of Ramadan, the month of Siyam, the month of fasting, the month of Qiyam, the month of Salat, the month of Qira'ah, Qira'atul Qur'an, the recitation of the Qur'an, and the month of It'amut Ta'am, the month of giving food, giving charity. So alhamdulillah, go log on to ramadan.com.al-khadim. Sorry, Ramadan, oh, this one is different from this. Here is written ramadan.alkhadim.com. That is alkhadim.com/ramadan. You can scan and the QR code. Okay, mashallah, jazakumullah khairan for your patience. I have one another request that we make dua for one of our strong volunteer for the NMC, for the New Muslims Community, Brother Abdul Khan. His wife is now warded, and now is in operation theater, I think. So please make dua for her. Nas'alullah al-azim, Rabbal arshil azim, ayyashfiyahu. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the owner of the great throne, that he cures sister Khalilah binti Quizon. MashaAllah. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cure her. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for their family. Amin, Rabbi, amin. So that's all for today from me. Make dua, a lot of duas. Make a lot of recitation of the Quran. Even though you're struggling, don't worry. Remember the hadith, Al-Mahiru bil-Quran ma'asafaratil kirami barara. Those who are proficient in reciting the Quran, those who are the elites in recitation of the Quran, are with ma'asafaratil kirami barara. They are with those angels, the scribes of Allah. والذي يقرأ القرآن. However, for those who recite the Quran, وَيَتَتَعْتَعُ فِيهِ, and they struggle to recite even one word, even one letter struggle. وَهُوَ عَلَيْهِ شَاقْ, and he finds very difficult to recite the Quran. لَهُ أَجْرَان. لَهُ أَجْرَان. They get two kinds of reward. First is the reward of reciting the Quran, walhamdulillah. And the second one is the struggle that they face in learning the Quran, in, you know, implementing what they learn from their teachers. Bismillah, no problem. These are all rewards. The longer you struggle, the longer, the more the rewards you will be collecting, insha'Allah ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to read more of the Quran, to make a lot of du'as, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant whatever that you are looking for, whatever that you are asking from Allah, may Allah grant your du'as istijabah, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help our brothers and sisters in Palestine, in Syria, in Lebanon, in Yemen, in Sudan, in every single corner of the world that the Muslims have been oppressed and been killed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help them all and give them safety. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as He gathered us here in this diwan, in this hall, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gather us again in a better gathering in Jannat al-Firdaus. Amin ya Rabbal Alamin. See you all tomorrow, insha'Allah. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka.